This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank all of our guests that we've had today. Awesome from U Health with Dr. Mehta. He's just one of the best assets our community has. And before that, we had the folks from Emerge Miami. And I want to talk a little bit about what Emerge Miami means to me. It's an indication of the continuing growth and maturation of my hometown and my community here in South Florida. I grew up here. And when I grew up here, you know, you had farming, you had trade, tourism, not so much trade. It was used to be like raw materials and durable goods that would go down to Latin America. Now it's more consumer goods as we evolve. Dade County, the west part of Dade County, west of Palmetto, there was not much. Now we have the city of Doral out there. It's just amazing. And Doral just used to be a golf course. And we've seen an increasing educational support here throughout our community, increasing business support. We've got people out front in our community. There's women leaders now. There weren't back in the day. There's Hispanic and African-American and Caribbean-American leaders and Latin-American leaders here in South Florida. We didn't have that back then. It was really one-dimensional. I don't want to go into any discussions on what happened, but the reality is that Miami's in the right place. If you take a look in the map and you look at those big maps that have all the different parts and continents, you'll see that the city of Miami is strategically placed in the middle of the world. We are right in the center. That's what Manny Medina found when he built the map of Miami out here. We brought all the internet and cables here and got it all concentrated in Miami. Hey, just only a few years ago, Wynwood was nothing more than the thing that was on the other side of the big Florida East Coast Railroad rail yard. And what was that? That was just a bunch of containers. Now it's thousands of condos and apartments. Hundreds of square feet of vibrant retail. I'll be going there on Saturday to shop. And on the other side, you have Wynwood, the funky, thriving beat of Miami's tech community and entrepreneurial community. Guys like Joe First and Tony Goldman and Dave Lombardi, what they've done out there is just absolutely outstanding. To the north of that, the re-emerging design district with Craig Robbins and the rest of his team at DACRA. And now what's going along, Biscayne Boulevard is finally poised to take its place among the great thoroughfares in Miami. It'll be the continuation and actually the amplification of what happened at Brickell Avenue. What will happen on Biscayne Boulevard, what's happening today, is just absolutely phenomenal. And as all of these economic forces come together, what does it do? It benefits me. Got to say it. I'm in commercial real estate. I sell sites for those condos. I help put the financing together for the apartment buildings. I sell the office buildings. I buy and trade in the shopping centers. And we develop hospitality as well. So I am blessed to have placed myself in front of the tsunami that is the changing vibe of Miami. But it used to be that just real estate would be the only place you could be. Now you can be in all kinds of different things. Technology. You can be in international trade. You can be in, I said technology, but education. And now what also we're starting to see is healthcare. Healthcare is emerging as a very strong pillar of our economy, thanks to people like Pascal Goldschmidt at U Health. So as Miami continues to grow, we get all of these different legs of the stool. It used to only be one or two, and it was very cyclical. Tourism was only cyclical. Then we, you know, only in the quote unquote season. And then I remember, wow, those Latin Americans came and their winter is in our summer. So they come here in the off season, and you used to see the parades of the Brazilians walking around downtown. And they used to go shop at my wife's, family business in downtown Miami, where they were the ones that sold Danskins, and they would line up, and my wife used to tell the people how gorgeous they looked, and she spoke Spanish and they loved her, and what a salesman. Look, my wife, you know, she's a great salesman. She closed me, didn't she? So the emerging evolution of Miami is just something. It's an international phenomenon. We are the place to be here in Miami. And now we've got the educational facilities. You've got FIU in downtown. You've got Miami-Dade downtown. You've got everything out in West Dade, North Dade. I mean, for goodness sakes, The FIU campus in North Miami Beach, well, when I was growing up, that was a Superfund site right next to a drive-in movie theater that showed flicks that we can't talk about on this station. Now it's a hub of innovation and growth where we're training the leaders of our community for the future right here in Miami. And we are not going to allow this brain drain that's been going on for years to continue. We're now developing opportunities financially, physically, emotionally, economically, educationally. All of the things are coming together and they're focusing here in Miami. South Dade, North Dade. I'll give Broward and Palm Beach County their props too, because each one of the different counties and each one of the different neighborhoods has something different to offer. And if we can continue to take a regional perspective, the sky's the limit. Now, what's a problem around here? We all know it's our transportation infrastructure. But what I've been working on is a bunch of what we call transit-oriented developments that focus on capitalizing on being close to the transit stops. Soon you're going to see a Long Island Railroad type of situation here in South Florida. Everything from all aboard Florida, which will take everything from all aboard Florida, which will take us from Miami to Palm Beach to Orlando to Tampa, to just what's going to happen on the FEC Eastern Corridor, just up and down those railroad tracks just west of Biscayne Boulevard. What's going on here? The transformation's amazing. You heard us talking with the folks at eMERGE Miami. You heard us talking to the folks from UHealth about how you can improve your life. These are the kinds of things that are coming to South Florida. And hey, it's time to take a big bite of those opportunities. It's time to really take a look and find out how you can get your piece of the action. Get an education. Focus. Keep your nose clean. Network. Meet people. Be accretive to the process, because as we all pull together as a community, the opportunities are unlimited. The people here, I mean, for goodness sakes, I sat yesterday and talked to a guy about a real estate deal. Turns out the guy was on the Mariel boat lift, went to UF, went to Harvard, became a developer, a big shot. I'm telling you, the path to the American dream travels right through the city of Miami, and I am proud to be a part of it. I am proud to help chronicle it.